From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. The information war now continues. It is Sunday, the 26th day of September 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, live until 2 p.m. Central. Okay, I want to open the phones up for a question I have for listeners. And I'm going to do that after this first short segment in the second long segment that is coming up. And it'll be first-time calls again today because so many people are emailing me and texting me and sending me letters saying thank you that lately you've been spending a few days a week for first-time callers because we've been trying for years to get through on air. We will do that again today coming up. But the phones aren't open yet because I want to throw out the specific questions for you. I'd like you to answer those questions because I want to get your views on this and help stir my own personal mental juices, as they say, coming up in the next segment. Some of the news we have here, I saw this a couple days ago, but I didn't get to it. I do want to cover it at least later in the next hour. This is out of The Nation magazine, and it really mirrors the intel we've gotten about Blackwater and others. That's why Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer's book, one of the reasons right now you notice the Pentagon is censoring it and not allowing it to come out right now because he's critical of these mercenary groups. But U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its soldiers. Reports on Baghdad parties with piles of cocaine, hashish, running around naked, shooting machine guns into people's houses for fun. Just total bloodthirsty insanity. We've seen all these different mercenary videos of other groups just shooting families in their minivans in Iraq for fun, and then our media tries to cover that up and throwing puppies off cliffs and the rest of it with a bunch of satanic, you know, music blaring in the background. So we're going to be discussing some of that coming up today. Obviously, I want to get into the economy and look at where globalism has taken us, what it's done to our society. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is credit unions bailed out. But when you actually read what happened, the feds are seizing a bunch of credit unions and feeding it into the big mega six banks. That's what this new Federal Reserve expansion of power earlier this year was really all about. Another one, regulators shut down banks in Florida, Washington State. Czech president tells the UN to stay out of economics. We're going to be going over that. We're also going to get into small business banks may spurn or refuse Obama's $30 billion program. That's because when you take any money from them, they get control of your institution. Bank of America debt collectors called borrowers effing N-words and punk to get them to pick up the telephone in debt collection. Just incredible coming out from ABC News. Bernanke says economy recovering more slowly than policymakers would like. Well, last Monday, the Fed said that we aren't in a recession since 15 months ago, that everything's fine. So I don't get the doublespeak from these guys. Also, Bloomberg, Obama stimulus made economic crisis worse. Black Swan author says, I want to go over this report from the Economic Collapse, 19 facts about the deindustrialization of America that will blow your mind. And also, Obamacare is even worse than critics thought. And we're going to be going over that. Obama health care imposes 3.8% tax on all income from home sales and home rental income. Just one of the little nightmares rolled into one there. That's all coming up in the economics stack. Also, the rats are jumping ship, getting off the sinking, burning ship. Rahm Emanuel leading exodus of Obama aides from the White House. And that's part of my question I've got for you. Coming up, I also want to get to the latest. We've now gotten a full list released by the Department of Homeland Security in Pennsylvania. In fact, I forgot to print that. Will you guys print Pennsylvania released full list of groups on terror list? It was in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and some others. I forgot to give it to you. Sorry. Israeli company running that spy grid. This is the treason and criminality only expands from there. More eugenicist population reduction news, big government documents coming out on that front, and Iran, a lot more. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex. You worry,
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for the abbreviated Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Again, we're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial a growing list of wonderful affiliates, simulcasting at Infowars.com for the free audio streams and the free podcast, as well as the free iPhone app. And then don't forget also for members, Living Video Color, Multicam Shoot, Multicast, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, we're going to get into the deteriorating economy and how it's been engineered by design in the words of the UN themselves. There's also more publicly released Rockefeller Foundation, UN, Club of Rome, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation documents where they admit conclusive global distribution of Rockefeller-funded anti-fertility vaccine coordinated by the World Health Organization. And there's been a new facet of this discovered. We actually reported on this 2 years ago when this document was actually released by the National Security Council and the Pentagon. But I got to be honest, it wasn't until Glenn Beck covered it this week that I went and reread it. And it talks about intelligence report envisions designing humans with unique abilities under global governance regime. And it says the global government will design humans to basically serve the system. And you're already under that process of the brainwashing process to make you do whatever you're told so you can then be drugged and manipulated, and then the government can decide who can have children. That's all in this strategic report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Global Trends 2025, the Transformed World National Intelligence Council, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, United States of America. So everything we've covered on this show in the last 15 years is now coming out into the open. And the only question is, does the public have the will and the courage to face this information? The food you eat, the GMO crops, on record designed to reduce fertility, give you cancer, on record. The vaccines designed to be used as basically binary weapons to reduce your IQ, dumb you down, filled with mercury, cancer, viruses, you name it, all on record. We're going to be discussing that coming up in the second hour. Also, later in the hour, we're going to get into something that quite frankly dwarfs in my 13 years, in my 15 years of exposing things, but I've been on air about 2 years. It was 1997. I've been on air about 2 years since then, since 95. And law enforcement around the country would send me intelligence reports that they'd been given by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal government, the FBI, the Justice Department. And it would state that the real terror threat is the American people, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. The list goes on and on. And it never really got attention when I would report on it. A few newspapers would pick up on it when we would be given these documents. And then 5 years ago, we got documents from preachers around the country. Now it's over 50,000 secretly hired by FEMA to tell their flocks to submit to government, to turn their guns in if they're told to take inoculations if they're told, to let CPS take their children. That finally made national news. And I really think that it was just the American people weren't ready to admit this. They still trusted their government. And also, my radio show was not as big as it is now. My news websites were not as powerful as they are now. And it really never broke through the national stage until last February when we got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. Remember, it became a big national story. For a couple of weeks, it was the biggest story in the country. And the left was defending it. Yes, returning veterans are bad and dangerous. Yes, gun owners are bad. Yes, Ron Paul is bad. Yes, Bob Barr supporters are bad. Yes, people that want to get us out of the UN are bad. In fact, I have an Economist magazine article this week basically saying the same thing. We'll go over later if we have time, but it's linked up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo did a story about it. And so we finally broke through that psychological barrier where people were ready to face up to this information. Well, since then, more has come out. Since almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago or so, last February, more has come out. And it's in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. It's in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It says lawsuit planned after protesters put on terror list. Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli government to suppress American political dissent. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, it's illegal to have the feds or the state wiretapping gun groups. In fact, Friday we had a state representative on, Army veteran, rated as one of the most conservative in his state. We had him on the show, and they're now getting the confirmed intel that their phones were tapped. This is a mainline state representative who was having pro-Second Amendment and anti-tax increase rallies, and the feds were watching them, the state was watching them, and the state paid $125,000 to an Israeli company to watch them. I mean, that's secret police. And so later I do want to get into this in more detail because I saw a report over the weekend. Justice Department report criticizes FBI spying on anti-war groups. And the Justice Department, just like they just one of the deputy heads of the Justice Department's gone public saying they were ordered not to investigate the Black Panthers standing out front polling places saying, you know, kill whitey, kill white people, kill the white babies. You've seen the video on national news. Other videos of Black Panthers with nightsticks basically threatening people outside polling places, menacing people. And they were told, do not investigate that. Well, now there's this report. The Justice Department's Inspector General has issued a report critical of the FBI for its spying on anti-war activists, animal rights groups, and environmentalists. The report entitled A Review of the FBI's Investigations of Certain Domestic Advocacy Groups said the terror investigations were unreasonable and inconsistent with FBI policy. And I've seen similar reports going back over a decade, even when Bush was in office. I don't want an anti-war group having their rights violated. I'm against these illegal wars, unconstitutional wars, preemptive wars. I'm against these organizations having their rights violated, and they probably were. My issue is, what is the Justice Department doing putting out a report critical of the FBI investigating groups that at the bare minimum have a more violent history, especially animal rights groups and environmental groups, of sabotaging things, burning down ski resorts. I mean, you know the long laundry list, burning down car dealerships, breaking into facilities. But the government's saying leave them alone because those are groups that the federal government and big foundations are funding. It's like when illegal aliens get so upset in San Francisco by citizens at the public school wearing American flag T-shirts, the American flag-wearing teenagers are sent home, the illegal aliens win a big victory against free speech and the First Amendment. Or when illegal aliens riot, it's played down in the media. When they pull down American flags at fire stations, police stations, post offices, private businesses, and run Mexican flags up, that's okay. Don't investigate them. Don't list them as potential terrorists. I mean, if it's an outside group running around saying down with the U.S., up with Aslan, up with Mecha, that at least starts becoming seditious or revolutionary. And I'm not saying violate their rights to due process, but you've got clear evidence there of dangerous groups. Meanwhile, the Justice Department's saying leave all these people alone. Leave them all alone. Don't go to their meetings. Don't keep tabs on what they're doing. No. You need to watch gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, patriots, people that want to audit the Federal Reserve. And now we have the Pittsburgh newspapers, the Tribune and Post, reporting on the list of these groups that they're spying on. Tea parties, state representatives, mainline gun groups. The bottom line is this. Homeland Security is for patriotic Americans. It's built for us, it's pointed at us, and this didn't start under Obama. Okay, this has always been the game.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance. How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Genesis.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up here in a moment, and I don't normally follow the tried and trusted talk radio formula of saying specifically, I want to get your take on this question or that question, what's your favorite color type stuff. But I do occasionally throw out specific questions for listeners because I really want to get your view on it, your idea. It really helps stir the debate and the mental juices. And so I'm going to throw that question out and give you the number here in just a moment. We're going to take a lot of calls in the second half of this hour and for part of the next hour. But just finishing up with Pennsylvania, it was just a few weeks ago that they tried to ban in Ohio several mainline libertarian and conservative groups having Constitution Day rallies. They told them months ago, no, you're not allowed to do that. We think you're basically hateful and evil. And a federal court had to overturn that. And who do you think's giving these reports, though, to the local governments? They have all these seminars and meetings with the feds and with foreign groups that come in and brainwash the police, brainwash our military, and tell them, oh, people that don't like what the banks are doing, the big central banks, they're terrorists. People that don't want to give up their guns, they're terrorists. Oh, this state representative, Daryl Metcalf, why, you know, he was on a secret terror database list, and they were being surveilled. But the federal government and the state government couldn't get their own federal officers to break the law and spy on these people. And so they hired a foreign Israeli company to do it. And that's now major news in Pennsylvania. But when you look at the national news, it's nowhere. So this is much bigger than the Homeland Security and MIAC reports of last year. I mean, these reports were saying these are potential terrorists. They may attack. And the reports went on to say, when you protest taxes, that could hurt the government. See, because the government has its policy separate from the people. No, we the people are the government in this country. But shifting gears, here's the question I want to throw out to the listeners. We have a wonderful country. The United States isn't perfect, but it's been the freest, most wealthy nation in history, and it's proven that the free market and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, really works. And we know both Republican and Democratic parties have been bought off in almost every level, state and federal, by big multinational corporations who get their profits basically off corporate welfare. And we know that they're trying to pass laws to restrict family farms, ranches, industry in this country through the carbon taxes that they don't control. And it's stated by them. They want a post-industrial U.S. White House science czar John P. Holdren talked about that 2 weeks ago. He talked about it again this week. They don't hide that that's their policy. And the Democrats are all for it. Republicans are sometimes undecided. You know, they play both sides. But you notice this agenda just continues to march forward. So here's my question. Last week, you saw John Boehner, the Republican House leader, and others get up, not wearing their suits and ties, and regular guys, regular gals with their shirts rolled up in that PR stunt with their pledge to America, kind of like the Contract for America from 1994 with Newt. Never saw a global carbon tax. I didn't love Gingrich. Why Republicans praise him, I don't know. Why Republicans like Schwarzenegger, I don't know. It's because you're bamboozled, or you feel like you're a winner because you support them. And it's like Democrats that support Clinton or Obama. It's like you've lived vicariously through them, and you've got the winning team or whatever. But my question to you is, we're seeing a major political realignment, one of the biggest in our 230-plus-year history.
We know the people are really waking up. We know the polls show that Republican candidates that are pro-establishment or seen as establishment are losing in the primaries 9 out of 10 times or even more. We know pro-establishment Democrats are losing in the primaries. We know the Democrats are set to lose the House, maybe even the Senate. But will conservatives feel so good and like they've accomplished something when they take control of the House? Will conservative activists go back to sleep? Or will you continue to really talk about the real issues? Look, 5 years ago, it was off-limits, taboo, persona non grata to talk about world government, the Council on Foreign Relations, big central banks, UN, population reduction. All the big neocon talk show hosts said it didn't exist, you were a lunatic. Now we've come so far, every night on Fox News, you can watch Glenn Beck for an hour, read government documents about how they want to set up a world government and kill 80% of us. And like Glenn's been saying, here, I'm just reading what they said. I mean, that's all I've ever done. Don't believe me. Go check out what I've reported here, what I've shown you, what we post links to at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, do you think we can save this republic? I know we can if enough people realize the power they have and take action. But if we're going to be bamboozled, like the left was by Obama bringing hope and change, you notice things got worse. And now the Republicans get back in. You know, will they actually reverse all the major tax increases, the expired Bush tax cut? Will they shoot down carbon tax? I remember just 8 months ago, right before the Copenhagen Treaty, or I guess now time flies, 10 or 11 months ago, man, time flies, back in November of last year, most of the Republican leadership was saying, yeah, global warming's real, we better pass the carbon tax. It passed the House. Now they can't run far enough from it. But before, big special interests were coming in and paying them off, just like Democrats, to go with these carbon taxes that are paid to set up the new IMF World Bank global currency called the Bancor. It's now public. No more denial. And to allow the federal government to selectively decide who can have a factory, who can have a business, who gets selectively enforced on, who gets left alone. I mean, that's the big enchilada for these type politicians that like to be basically politically bought off with campaign contributions, is to be able, like mafia dons in Chicago or New York, to decide who gets to have a business and who doesn't. So my question to you is, how do we ensure this awakening continues and doesn't get co-opted? Because the Tea Party's are great people, but you've seen the RNC come in and take on the Tea Party's political coloration of being constitutionalist, anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, you know, strict national sovereignty advocates. You've seen all that rhetoric. But if I know history, and I do, I understand that the establishment controls us by controlling the left and right, and whoever's out of power, be it Republican or Democrat, they play the part of anti-establishment. And then when they get in power, then they become establishment, and the other party becomes anti-establishment. So how do we continue this mass awakening? How do we accelerate it? And how do we keep Republicans' feet to the fire? That's the question. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. First-time callers, I want to give you a chance to be able to get in on the phone lines. 888-201-2244, specifically, do you think there's been a major political realignment, not with the general public, we know that happened, but with certain major power structures within our country? Or is it all a neocon put on when you watch these shows and hear these radio shows where they now kind of hold their nose and go, okay, there's a global government, okay, they do want to reduce your population, okay, the vaccines might not be so good, okay. That's the big issue. 888-201-2244. We'll come back and talk about the rats leaving the sinking ship of the Obama White House.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls at 888-201-2244, first-time callers. And just continuing with the point of questioning I was throwing out there to the listeners, this is out of the London Independent. Rahm Emanuel leading exodus of Obama aides from White House. The likely departure of White House chief of staff to become the new mob boss of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, to run for mayor of Chicago, is part of a half-term reshuffle of top aides that will signal a new chapter in the history of Barack Obama's increasingly embattled presidency. And he's got Larry Summers, one of the main architects of the derivative scam with Bill Clinton 11 years ago that led to the tens of trillions of stolen dollars from taxpayers, where they basically held the economy hostage and said, we'll cause a total collapse, not just a depression, if you don't give us unlimited money. And now they won't tell Congress where the money went. And Republican leaders refuse to hold their feet to the fire. This is the type of treason I'm talking about. And you don't hear the neocon Republicans saying, get the naked body scanners out of the airports. You don't hear them talking about how Homeland Security is a tool used against patriots and libertarians and conservatives. It's not enough to hear the talk show host now admitting world government's real. They knew all along. They're not stupid. You know, this goes back to Barry Goldwater. He exposed the Trilateral Commission. He was a U.S. senator and how they openly wanted to set up world government. Read his book with no apologies. Everything he wrote 40 years ago has now come true, unfortunately. Ronald Reagan in 79 was speaking out against the New World Order, world government, the Trilateral Commission. And it's on record at the convention they made him take George Herbert Walker Bush on as his running mate and told him no more world government. Or we don't care if you're popular, you're not going to get the nomination. That's what we're talking about today. We're back where we were 30 years ago again. So you've got the rats leaving the sinking ship because their latest fraud, their latest establishment distraction, Obama, has now been politically destroyed. Well, I wouldn't be celebrating if I was you because he's just a front man, a puppet. Now they're going to bring you new puppets, and then they'll blame them for everything that happens. And as distasteful as Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, is, as disgusting his treacherous activity is, he's still just a front man. And I want to say something else. I've heard national talk show hosts this week saying there's no truth to the birthers and no truth to Obama and the evidence that he was born in Kenya. Look, there's a lot of evidence they're covering up what happened. They won't release the real birth certificate. But what I do know is 110% is this. Barack Obama changed his name to Barry Sitaro in Indonesia, and under federal law at that time, if you changed your name and gave up your U.S. citizenship, it made you ineligible to ever be president. Okay? Done. But you hear nobody talk about that. Barry Sitaro, he admits that was his name. He's got another name. This guy's got three names we know about. Meanwhile, his aunt's on national television saying, I'm an illegal alien, I get three welfare checks a month, but you owe it to me. All right, I'm going to shut up. The point is the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Famed Obama hope poster artist Losing Hope, the guy that does all those Obey t-shirts and the rest of it, the artist whose poster Barack Obama became a rallying image during the Hope and Change election 2008, says he understands why so many people have lost faith. An exclusive interview, Shepard Ferry expressed his disappointment with the president. Well, what do you expect? He's financed by the same people as the Republican leadership. By the way, that Hope and Change poster was a 1940s-style copy of posters used in the Soviet Union for Lenin and Mao. Lenin, Mao, was used in China, Russia, you name it. Joseph Stalin. It's disgusting. They're telling you what they were going to do. Okay, I'm going to shut up and start going to your calls. But my specific question, if you just joined us, is what's going to happen when the Republicans get in? How do we hold their feet to the fire? How do we force them now to cover more and more of the real issues? They've started to do it. Major groundbreaking things are happening. World government is now being admitted. World currency is being admitted. The fact that the environmentalist leaders are a bunch of eugenicists, would-be population reducers, a bunch of control freaks who literally want to collectivize everything, that's finally coming out. But is it just an election year stunt to sell the grassroots that's awake on voting for Republicans? Will it take a real third party to stop this? Regardless, we've got to move towards the states. 10th Amendment, nullification. You get 60% turnouts in presidential runs, 40% in off-year elections federally, 8% state average locally. We need 60% with the state elections, and to take our states back, that's how the founders designed it. Okay, let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, welcome. What's your view?
I agree. Basically, I don't think that the Republican Party is going to make any adjustments as far as progressing us in any way that we're going to do good, you know. The economy's bad right now, and neither party is really going to do anything. And it's just unfortunate.
Well, the Republicans should have said zero increases in taxes, zero, allowing any of the Bush tax cuts to expire. But instead, they've basically not put up enough of a fight, in my view, and allowed the tax cuts to expire. The Democrats have now basically punted, and so those taxes are set to come back into force next year. And it's going to be hard for a Republican-controlled House with a Democrat-controlled Senate, which it may end up being that way, to reverse those. And if you think our economy's dead right now, wait till those tax cuts expire.
Yeah, that's very true. Those tax cuts actually might have helped. But, yeah, what was it called, the tax bomb? It's about to explode?
It is. It's about to explode with health care. Next hour, I'm getting into the health care bill. It was even worse than we thought. Now we see how Obama plans to interpret and implement all that vague language. Death panels, Bill Gates admits it. He says it's great. It's all in there. I appreciate your call, Michael. Howard in Philly, you're on the air.
Okay, I got to say something, Alex. For one thing, the rats are jumping the ship, but they're jumping into dinghies, and they're waiting to sit alongside the ships. When the ships then forget about everything and start idling in the water again, and they're going to jump right aboard. Republicans have told everybody the Republicans are not going to repeal anything. Forget the fact that Obama has veto power. Even if they had the ability to have a veto-proof bill, they're going to repeal nothing. They're going to bluster. They're going to tell everybody how it's too difficult. Now, they can't do it in this environment. It's not expedient.
If they start impeachment trials on Obama and other members of administration, they should be impeaching Cass Sunstein next week for openly issuing White House internal memorandum saying arrest people who don't believe in man-made global warming. He calls for censoring the Internet. I mean, this guy needs to teleport back to Stalinist Russia. I mean, immediately kick that seditious anti-American tyrant out. This guy is a baby Hitler.
You have agreement from me. I want to ask you a question before you let me go, but I want to tell you something as well. I've been in this movement as long as you've been woken up. I was older than you when I was woken up by about 10 years, but we've been doing this for about the same length of time, and I have watched as when Bush got into office, everybody disappeared. Everybody disappeared into the woodwork and went, and you couldn't find anybody.
I didn't.
No, you didn't, and I didn't, but most of the people around me.
No, they felt good. Exactly. They said, oh, we got a Republican, our team's winning. Meanwhile, he more than doubled the size of the government.
That's right. Let me ask you my question before you let me go, because it's an important one. I've been Googling it trying to see. I can't find anybody that's put it together. But I have been telling all my friends and everybody that I meet never to travel in the morning. And they look at me and they say, well, why not? And my son and I just went to Florida. And we booked our flights. I booked my flights for my three-year-old and myself at 7 o'clock at night. And everybody said, well, why are you doing that? Why don't you go in the morning? And I told people, I said, because if I go in the morning, I'm more at risk. And I'm a pilot, too. And they said to me, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't know of any of these false flag events.
I tell you what, stay there. We got to go to break briefly, Howard. When we come back, finish your question. Then I got to hurry through Robert, Scott, Stewart, Ramon, Michael, and many others. And we're going to get into what's happening with the economy. Big breaking developments there coming up as well. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food. And a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're going back to Howard and many others here in just a moment. We've been running specials for about 2 weeks at a time. This special's got another week left. You can get my pivotal, groundbreaking film that I think of my 26 films is the most powerful, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you want the full story in a near three-hour film of the eugenicist, the globalist, the world population reduction plan, all the admissions of that, the Bilderberg Group, the world government. It's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And for another week, you can get four copies for $19.95 for the price of one. And then have one for yourself and give three away. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to go back to Robert in a moment, but first I want to just quantify Howard, excuse me, what did I call him? Robert, that's the next caller, sorry. There's so many there. Open the phones up for first-time callers and get like 30 callers in. We have a computerized phone system. We can open it up for about a minute and 50, 60, 70 phone calls will come in. We just close it. But we're going to go back to your calls in a moment. But to quantify what I was saying earlier, because Howard made me think of this simple truth, Remember under Bush, the Bill of Rights being butchered, the Constitution being butchered, all the socialism getting passed by any yardstick, by any measurement, Bush trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban, and I'd have conservatives send me threatening emails saying I was a liar, Bush wasn't supporting the assault weapons ban, or Bush wasn't supporting McCain-Feingold that violated the First Amendment. You're living in denial. But why did they do it? Because they felt like they were winners. And the way the media phrased it is Republicans were holding on to power from those evil communist liberals. Now we get the liberals in, and it's a big wake-up call. It'd almost be better if Obama stayed in for 10 years. Can you imagine? We'd probably get this country back. But by the time America wakes up, they're going to give us a Republican who tells us what we want to hear, and it's just going to continue. And then, oh, don't criticize what Mitt Romney or Sarah Palin's doing. You know, they're conservatives. You're a liberal. It's mindless. They all work for the same globalists. Now, real fast, Howard, because I got to get to everybody here. Real fast, finish your story. You're saying you're a pilot, but you're going to fly at 7 p.m. at night, not in the morning, because you were saying during these false flag or staged events. Go ahead.
Every false flag event that I've ever seen, and you tell me where I'm wrong, but I've been looking them up, they all happen early in the morning.
You know why? Because the globalists stage them in the morning to take advantage of the news cycle.
It's a full news day. And I've been telling people that. People say, well, why would that be? And this is my intro to tell people. I've actually gotten people to think and start looking these things up. I have an attack plan. I'm going to give it to you real fast for the Blaze, which I do like reading. But they are, the commenters on the Blaze are allowed to make their own names up for the comments. And I've been using big long ones with like 50 letters in them. Do another 911, investigate 911. I've got all sorts of them set up. And you can make them as long as you want, and they're not blocking them out. They're not getting rid of them.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, Howard. On message boards, on websites, it is key to use the comment areas, whether it's ABC News or Glenn Beck's website, to put out real information. And notice, you're not hearing the conservative talk show hosts that now have discovered world government, and oh my goodness, it's all real, after for years telling us it didn't exist when they knew full well it did. Notice that you're still hearing them go along with the official fable of these terror attacks, even though the Gulf of Tonkin's admitted to be fake, even though all these other government-sponsored terror attacks have now come out to be just that, inside jobs. Just like Oklahoma City, total inside job to blame the American people. But with 9/11, it's an inside job blamed on foreigners, but domestically it's then used against the people. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say thank you for opening up my eyes to all the concepts in which you hold as far as your question is concerned. I don't really think Republicans or Democrats, for that matter, are really going to make a change come November. And that's pretty much all I have to say about the ordeal.
But, I mean, quantify that. Why do you not think that you're going to see change from the Republicans?
Well, because I never trusted them before, and I don't trust them now. That's just my opinion.
Well, my issue is some good Republicans like Rand Paul are probably going to get elected. And so we are moving in the right direction. But Rand Paul is as different as night and day from mainline Republicans like Newt Gingrich.
I see. Well, I appreciate it. I'm not going to hold you up. I know you have other callers.
All right, Robert, good to hear from you. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for checking the call, Alex. I want to answer the question at the same time put one in that I said to you that a request, actually, and it, you know, personally ties in as to where I derive this answer from. You have two emotions, pain, okay, and anger. And anger is typically a way to deal with pain. People do not make changes until the pain is great enough, period. Okay, that's how life works, period. People do not make changes as a whole. For that reason, unless those Republicans that are still in there allow for the pain to continue to accumulate, there will not be the change. When you take a situation like mine, and here comes the part of the request of it, I've heard you have on, I think it was Catherine Austin Fitz, you've talked about the gentleman that did the busted video, talking about CPS, okay? I have been in this for quite some time. However, this week, my efforts have just been ramped up. And the reason is because I had to go through the family court system. I am an awesome father. I'll toot my own horn. And a single one at that because of a pill-popping mother. And
but the point is, the family courts don't have due process. They were set up 100 years ago for eugenics, and they're designed to break up the family. So what happened?
So, mother decided the day before the latest petition where I was looking for permanent sole legal custody again to make false sexual accusations about me and my daughter under with absolutely no substantiation. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I've got a CPS agent who's too chicken to provide her last name banging on my door saying with their egregious claims and their egregious threats growing and growing, you better let us in or you'll lose your kids forever. And what my request is of you is what you can, where I can, or what I can get from you as far as beyond just searching InfoWars for resources to obtain knowledge, to continue on my battle against this, but also to become even more effective as a proponent against it in fighting it.
Well, Scott, the system trains everybody to make stuff up against each other, and you just got to impeach her in the court. You've got to point out that it's not even a real court. And you've got to, you know, point out that she never made these claims before. But, you know, we have a lot of guests, lawyers on about this. We discuss this ad nauseum. It takes a long time to break these things down. I'd have to know the specifics of your case. But this is a standard operating procedure in the system. But you don't get the same due process or a real criminal investigation like you would with the real courts. It's done by a predatory CPS. And they train these women and men to make stuff up, and then the child ends up going to the state. That's their end game plan. So the biggest issue is just to educate people. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Stuart in California. Stuart, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I've never actually called in before, so I hope you don't mind me using the call-in line. I wanted to point out three things that I think are important to keep the baton from being passed back and forth from the Republicans to the Democrats with the New World Order agenda, and that is what you've been doing primarily, is exposing the tools and the root deception structure, you know, which are things like we're seeing now, something we talked about at Bilderberg 08, you and I. We were forcing them to enter a phase of controlled admissions where they're actually like the Glenn Beck gambit. They're admitting certain things, but then they're steering away from the really important stuff, Second Amendment issues, depleted uranium.
That's right. They're now admitting, okay, there's a world government because the globalists are out in the open. We've now entered that phase, and the Republicans are playing the part of the opposition to the world government so they can lead it. And we see them not really making, you know, real calls for things that would actually stop the U.S. from losing its sovereignty. This is Stuart Howe, a 9/11 truth activist. I want to come back in the next segment, let him finish up. Then we're going to hurry through Michael, Womack, Tim, Sandy, James, Dave, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. The question I've thrown out tonight is, what do you expect to come from the Republican sweeping power? Will it be real change? I think it will be if we hold their feet to the fire. But the bottom line is this. We're making headway. We're making them face real issues. That's why they want to shut down the internet, the alternative media.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.